You're listening to The Raycast, your quick stop for interesting info on what's cool, current, and disruptive.
Are you ready?
Stepping to the mic now, here's your host, Ray Gerard.
Hey, what's going on, people? Welcome to The Raycast, episode 24. Guess where I am? I am sitting in my car, just had lunch, and I decided to record a podcast. How easy it is to record a podcast these days. I'm using the iPhone 8 Plus. I got my stock mic. No elaborate setup. And I am on the air. What's going on? You know, a couple days ago, you know, I love technology. I love science. And when the two merge, you get some beautiful, beautiful events, beautiful equipment, etc., etc. Just a few days ago, NASA announced that for the second time in history, a human-made object has reached interstellar space. Yes, Voyager 2. The Voyager 2 spacecraft accomplished that feat earlier this month, some 41 years after it was launched from Earth. 41 years. Some of you weren't even alive back then. Its twin, Voyager 1, reached interstellar space back in 2012. That's because it took a longer path. It took a shorter path than Voyager 2. So, but imagine that. These spacecrafts were launched back in the 70s, when the Bee Gees were popular, when disco was popular. People were dancing to disco music. Amazing. But what makes this interesting is that the spacecraft now are outside of the solar system, outside of the sun's influence, because the sun creates a protective bubble. The sun pretty much controls all the planets, you know, due to gravitational pull, etc., etc. But there's this protective bubble called the heliosphere around the planets that extends well beyond the orbit of Pluto. Now that the spacecraft is outside of that heliosphere, that protective bubble, it will send back some amazing data back to scientists. Much better data than what it was sending when it was within the confines of the protective bubble. So very interesting stuff. So here's some numbers. The spacecraft traveled 290 million miles every year. It visited four planets, Voyager 2 that is. It visited Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Took some amazing photos, sent them back. And it's been in space for 41 years. Longer than some of you have been alive. The probe's name and its travel through interstellar space may interest the folks who remember Star Trek, the motion picture back in 79. The crew of the Enterprise encounters something called the V'ger. Remember that? They eventually learned that V'ger is a fictional Voyager 6 probe that somehow merged with an alien entity and is now threatening Earth about 300 years into the future. So if you're a Trekkie, You know what I'm talking about. So it's amazing. Voyager 2 is on its way. And I think they also, they have some scientists put, I remember now. Voyager has impacted not only generations of current and future scientists and engineers, but also Earth's culture, including film, art, music, each spacecraft. And you may have heard about this, carries a golden record of Earth sounds, pictures, and messages. So if an alien civilization ever come upon the spacecraft, they can learn a lot about Earth. But the amazing thing to me is that since the spacecraft could last billions of years, Voyager 2 could be out there for billions of years, because things don't rust in space, you know, just... Just going to continue on. These circular capsules that they put in there with the messages could one day be found by an alien civilization. But if that happens to be the case, it could be billions of years into the future when human civilizations or human civilization no longer exist. So that's kind of an amazing tidbit of information. We could be long gone when an alien civilization finds or comes upon Voyager 2. You're listening to the Raycast. You can catch me on Twitter. I am at Ray on Twitter. And of course, you can find the Raycast on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you are, we are as well. I appreciate you listening. Happy holidays. Let's keep it moving. Keep the conversation going.
You've been locked into the Raycast. Stay up to date with all episodes by subscribing to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Pocket Casts. Or just listen on anchor.fm/Raycast.